It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson. That's me. Hi, how are you? It's really good to be here. I've been busy with life. People in my family have been getting ill. I have dreaded cough going around. And for some reason, I have yet to get it. Oh, where's that wood? I gotta knock on that wood. There we go. I have knocked on wood. So here's hoping I do not get it. Well, you know me, you've been listening to the show for a while, and I don't really enjoy politics. I don't really enjoy stress and how our Alberta healthcare system is being managed. And I'm not really the type to bring anybody down on this show because you're taking time to listen to me, and I'm using my platform to spread happiness. Well, you know, whatever that is. I'm here for a joke. I love to make people giggle. But today's episode isn't about making people giggle. No, it's interesting, really, is what it is. Here's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast. It's going to be a quick show today, maybe about 5 or 6 minutes long. And we're going to discuss a man who got a ticket, a distracted driving ticket for using his smartphone, cell phone, whatever you want to call it, in the McDonald's drive-thru because he wanted to redeem a free lunch that he has, you know, saved up with his points for. So hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening to the Midday Show. And yes, this is a double episode. If you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, well, guess what? You're going to get it now. The YouTube guys, my fans over there, are going to get it in about 3 hours. So this is the perks of being a Midday Show podcast listener. You get it before the YouTube peeps get it by 3 hours. All right, let's jump right into it, shall we? It's time for the Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson. Let's roll.
Welcome to the Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson. A stand-up comedian, YouTuber, father of 5 glorious kids. He might be a little blind, but he likes to make you smile. His goal is to help you alleviate some of the daily stress. When you invest time in his podcast, you'll be feeling a little happier. New episodes Monday to Friday, released usually by 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Broadcasting from central Alberta, Canada. Please welcome J.R. Bjornsson.
Well, who would ever think that ordering your McDonald's meal for free, I might add, all thanks to the McDonald's iPhone app, Android app, we go to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, where a young 18-year-old male thought it would be a great idea to use a free meal he acquired thanks to using the McDonald's app, not sponsored, by the way. I'm just talking about McDonald's. I'm not affiliated with McDonald's. Back to the story. He logged into the app in drive-thru to use his free meal, and a lovely Saskatoon, Saskatchewan officer of the law saw him do this and charged him with a $500 fine for using his smartphone in his vehicle. I will post the link to this story in the YouTube description of this video, or if you're listening to the Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson, it will be in the podcast description. And let me tell you my thoughts on this. To a certain degree, using your phone behind the wheel is a great recommendation. No one should do it. I've been in vehicles where people have texted while they're driving, and you do feel they slowly swerve to the left, maybe a little to the right. You feel it as a passenger. And when you know they're texting, it kind of makes you feel even more uneasy. Be honest. You know somebody who texts. Maybe you're one of those people. But when it comes to using your smartphone in the drive-thru, in my opinion, that should technically be allowed because you're in the drive-thru. Maybe you're using Apple Pay. What if he was using Apple Pay or Android Pay and the police officer saw him then? Well, then what? Would he still get charged $500 for using his smartphone while behind the wheel just because, you know, he's paying for his meal? What then? To a certain sense, I think there should be little side laws that say you can use your phone behind the wheel if you're in the drive-thru paying for your meal, because then it makes sense. You're not moving, you know, And maybe you could say, hey, shut off the vehicle while paying for your meal. So then the officer can't technically charge you because when you think about it, your vehicle is off and you're paying for your meal. Pretty neat. I don't know. But if you want to learn more about this story, check out the link in the YouTube description of this video or even over at The Midday Show with Jared Bjornsson. Look in the podcast description if you're listening to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This is J.R. Bjornsson. I am very frustrated, I feel, for this man, especially he's only 18 years old, right? Now he has to pay $500 for his McDonald's meal because his original meal was free, but the officer was like, not today, buddy, not today. I will catch you in the next episode of The Midday Show. And of course, if you're interested, subscribe to us on YouTube. J.R. Bjornsson on YouTube. All right, I'll talk to you in the next one. Whoa! Oh boy, I forgot about that horn. That means it is time to go. But I was just looking at the news story again here, and since I made this podcast, it's been updated that according to the Saskatchewan RCMP, according to SGI, that it was brought to someone's attention that this gentleman that I was just talking about may have actually been using his phone behind his wheel while driving. I'm so awkward. He may have actually been texting distracted driving before he even went into the McDonald's parking lot, causing him to get this original ticket. Well, this is why we gotta wait for a few days before this story clears up, because here I'm feeling bad for this man. But now, if he really was texting and driving before going into the McDonald's parking lot, you know, it's like one of those things, like, what do I do? So I decided to still continue posting the story and talking about it, but it has been since updated that he may have been texting and driving, then pulling into the McDonald's drive-thru where he would get his ticket. All right, $500, I might add. I got to make like a Tom Cruise. I'll catch you in the next one. Take care, be square, and yeah.